Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. First, before we get to, if you missed our first hour, you got to catch it. We were talking about some very, you know, important things to be able to encourage you. For all those that went in the wilderness for years, you know, we want to get in contact with you. If you are one of the ones, the fathers, the mentors, the sons, that went to the Next Step Father and Son Camping Trips, we want to be able to have you be a part of what we're doing to the world and come in just like Derek. You know, Derek is coming and talking and sharing his heart and where he is now as a man. I mean, he's got a beard and stuff. A beard and wife. I met his lovely wife and kids. And Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's real sweet.
Yeah.
Thumbs
fine,
up.
Ain't she?
Oh, yeah. You did good. You definitely upgraded.
Well, the you don't want to miss that. And we also talked about the reality of what happens in an organization versus an organism. When your body, if you touch your body, you can do that right now, touch your body. And you go, that's an organism. And then you touch, well, you can't really touch an organization, but you can look at one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is no sensory perception to an organization, but you can see kind of how it's structured. But touch your body again. Okay, that's an organism. The church is an organism. It's not an organization. He says every part of the body is tightly fit together, and we all have to do our work. And much of, you know, God's body parts is held captive right now, and they're not functioning, or they're trying. You have 1,000 body parts looking at one body part and saying, "Do it, man, do it." It's like you got to function. The purpose of the fivefold ministry is to train all the parts up so everybody can do their part in the work. We are like leaning. We got to wake up. I'm going to talk about infant dwarfism in the future. We need to talk about it. We don't have time to be able to do that. You know, we're talking about earlier about religion versus relationship. We're talking about organization versus organism, that we're a body. We're parts of the body, and we have different functions that we play in the body. And you can imagine if you have two lungs, but only one of your lungs is working, then your body is not working to its fullest capacity. If you have a heart, but part of your heart's not functioning, I normally call that a heart attack. and that you're not at your full capacity because that provides oxygen. You have your digestive system that takes the nourishments that come in and digest it and distribute it to your body. You think like a teaching gift possibly. Or you think about the brain who's actually firing off neuroreceptors and all these different things to tell your body what to feel and what's going on. All the parts have to function right. And it's amazing how God designs our bodies that they function right. Because when they get out of whack, you know it. It's amazing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so, but the body of Christ right now, we need to get all back together. We need to come back together again. Sort of like when the word was being prophesied over the bones. Bones, come together. Mm-hmm. Joints, come together. Ligaments, come together. Muscle, come together. And skin, come together. The Lord is calling his body together. Not an organization. He's calling his body together. Then he's going to breathe over us. And we're going to rise up and do what he's called us to do in the end times of bringing him back. But we got to first find out that we have a role to play, that we have a part. God's called us to be a part. And if somebody's telling you you don't have a part, that's a deceptive word, because they're supposed to train you up to do your works of service in the body of Christ. It's the purpose of the fivefold ministry. And so, like Paul said, we got 10,000 teachers, but very few fathers. And listen, you can blame anybody you want to, but you stand alone before the throne of God. No witnesses, no suspects. So now you know. Now what you're going to do about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.